Next patient is Larry McQueen, LarryMcQueen, 12358. Sixty-six-year-old black gentleman resides at home with his goddaughter. His goddaughter asked for evaluation for hospice and palliative care because over the past 3 months there's been dramatic change in his condition, period. And the paragraph patient has a PCP whom he has not seen for almost a year because he refuses to leave. Patient is confused, has severe sundowner syndrome, period. She also was on blood pressure medication, heart medication, which is he's not taking because he's refusing medications at this time, period. He has a history of extensive ETOH and smoking use in the past, period. Originally, he's from Houston. His goddaughter tells me he used to do security. He has had a history of mild stroke with left-sided weakness, which makes his walking very difficult, period. In the paragraph, his walking has been affected in the past 3 months. He's much weaker. He's a high risk of fall, period. He also losing bowel and bladder control and having to need to wear a diaper now, period. He gets very angry about wearing a diaper, and he takes it off, and he sometimes uses the bathroom. Is incontinent on his own without having to wear a diaper, period. He's ADL dependent. His incontinent is a huge problem, period. And the paragraph, medical problems are consistent with heart disease, stroke, left-sided weakness, and hypertension. Medication, he's refusing all medication. He has not taken any medication at this time. Allergy, none. His goddaughter does not want to put him in a nursing home. She wants for him to be taken care of at home with the help of hospice and palliative care, period. In the paragraph, it's obvious that he has dementia, degeneration of the brain, senile degeneration of the brain associated with sundowner syndrome, significant weight loss of at least 20 pounds in the past 3 months, decreased eating, bowel and bladder incontinency, weakness, ADL dependency, period. Patient also has left arm weakness, difficulty walking, and a high risk of fall, period. Family history, mom and dad died of old age or some kind of diabetes issues, but of course patient cannot tell me and neither can the goddaughter at this time. Assessment, blood vital signs. Blood pressure is 110. Over 60, pulse is 100, respiration is 18.02 sats, 94%. Heart positive 1, positive 2, tachycardic at times. Lungs, ronchi, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremities, severe muscle wasting. Neurological non-focal. Left-sided weakness noted. No. Neurological positive for left-sided weakness. Assessment. 56-year-old black gentleman with end-stage dementia, as was mentioned, associated with ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. Overall prognosis remains quite poor given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. He does not want to go back and forth to the doctor anymore. He wants to be cared for at home at this time. Mm-hmm.